All right, y'all, it's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.
Wait, come on, hold on a second, hold on.
Give it up for your hosts, Corey and Justin, with producer in the back who does all the work. Give it up for Jared.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Sunday, and welcome to another amazing episode of the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. I am Corey. Alongside me is my bestest buddy of almost 30 years now. If you really think about it, Justin,
long-ass time, bro. No.
You know, that means that we're almost that that crazy number. It's getting close.
Stop saying we're close to 40.
Yeah, we're close to 40. We're old. We're absolutely getting old. Well, the good news is Justin has some new gear tonight, stepping up in the world. Super exciting. But Justin, you are...
My wallet's excited too.
Yeah. Well, it was a good weekend for it, though, if you were going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Jack says Justin looks more redneck. Justin looks like he is glitching. Yeah, and you know what? I think it is that background on you, buddy. Joseph C., as always, welcome in, my man. Welcome in. Thank you for being here. Always. Guys, tonight we have another local business owner with us. Her name is Sarah Novoa. She is the owner of CrossFit Honesdale. You know that word I struggled with last week because, I don't know, I was tired as all hell. But we're here to talk with her about a little bit of everything, man. A little bit of everything, because we've known Sarah for a little bit now. So why don't we welcome Sarah into the show?
Hey, guys.
What's going on? Justin, are you doing all right over there? Or do we need to bust out your background?
We're trying to figure this out.
You know, that's beauty.
I'm here.
That's the beauty of a live show. I think it's just your green screen messing with you. Who knows what it's what's going on? Guys, we've hit a little bit of a snag this weekend with him and his computer, so... He's trying to catch up a little bit here.
Yeah, this is fun. So much fun.
Yes, it makes it exciting. But anyway, I digress. We'll just get started with everything here. I would just remove that green screen. That's what I would do.
Yeah, no, because I'm in a completely different position. No. That's a whole process in itself.
As long as I can hear you, if I can hear you, I'm good. I don't care about the rest. No one cares about the rest. We're all right. But guys, Sarah Novoa is co-owner of CrossFit Honesdale with her husband, Chris, who we've known for a very, very long time. And why don't we start with the simple stuff, Sarah, before we get into debauchery and storytelling and all that shit? Why don't you give us a little bit of a background about how it is you ended up coming from where you were over to our small area here?
Oh, man. All right.
It could be a long story, but I'm here for it.
I will try to make it as short as I could, but honestly, it's a mix of dumb luck and chance, I would say, is the best way to describe it. So before I moved here, which it's been almost 10 years, it'll be 10 years next year, I was in the suburbs of Chicago, born and raised Northside Chicago my whole life. I met a mutual friend that Chris and I had named Mike Marcus. We all know Mike Marcus.
Yeah.
The man who needs no introduction. I met him all the way back in like 2010 at a random bowling tournament in the other side of the country. And we had become friends. We stayed friends for several years, and I had decided to surprise him and Lindsay with a visit in 2014 in the summer. Kind of met them at the bowling alley. I think you were there, Corey. Now that I'm thinking through this, I'm pretty sure you were there.
I probably was.
That was the first night I met Chris. So we all kind of hung out. Nothing really happened. You know, just kind of had a good time, went through the weekend. Mike was playing in a golf tournament that Sunday. Hmm. So as we did in 2014, there were a lot of drinks had and a lot of blurred memories that weekend. But as I was getting ready to leave, I got an alert that my flight was delayed. So I decided that was a good time to have some more.
Why not?
And then I got another alert that my flight was pushed back up to its normal time. So long story short, I ended up staying an extra night. Mike had said, well, I don't know how to fill this time. Let's have a poker game, right? That's what we did at the time. We all played poker. So he invited a bunch of his friends over to his house. We all played Hold'em. Chris was there kind of, you know, in and out. Bye, Justin.
Bye, Justin. I got this. I'll hold down the fort, brother.
All right. And, you know, we had a good time. And the next day I was supposed to leave. Same thing happened. My flight got canceled. This is where I think it was a little bit serendipitous. So I ended up staying another night. We had another poker game. And for whatever reason, that night was kind of the first night that I looked at Chris and I was like, that guy's kind of interesting. he was doing his laundry at Mike's house randomly. His laundry had, or I think it was his dryer caught fire or something. So he was there. I was there after everyone else had left and gone to bed. And he kind of got his laundry and left the house. I get a Facebook message, right, saying, oh, I forgot to lock the door. Don't forget to, you know, lock it. Be safe. And from that moment on, we never stopped talking. It was like instant back and forth. I went home the next day. I had already kind of decided I wanted to move out of Chicago. Wanted to go east, had been entertaining that since before that weekend, but that weekend kind of solidified this area to me because I figured I might as well move somewhere where I know people, right? Like at least I would be able to bowl. I would have Mike. I would have some friends instead of just being in a foreign place by myself. So it all happened at the same time. Chris and I started talking. I was looking for jobs. I came back out a month later. I had 3 job interviews. Chris took me on our first date. 2 weeks later, I was resigning from my job in Chicago. And 2 weeks after that, I was moving here. And the rest is history. I never looked back. I had one panic attack in the middle of Ohio where I'm like, what the hell am I doing with my life? But it was the best crazy, weird decision I ever made. And I absolutely love it here. I love people. I love Honesdale. I love the small community that we have. And I just really think it's an underrated place to be in the world, especially with the world being as wild and crazy as it is.
Yeah, I can totally agree with that. I absolutely love this area. We talked about this a little bit last week. And like you said, it's just so underrated, but it's small. It's the people for the most part are friendly. And nowadays that sense of community, I think, is coming back a little bit. But I mean, talk about a leap of faith. And that's only the first leap of faith that you took. But just coming out here. But there is something to be said for having a little bit of a foundation and knowing some people where you're going to move to. Because I think it's a lot more scary when you try to move out and start over. If you don't know anything about the area, you don't know anybody there, you've got no support system. Like your support system is hundreds or thousands of miles away. That's got to be difficult. So
and
at least
it was so scary to begin with. I mean, it was definitely overwhelming, but like one of my favorite things to tell myself and I like to tell other people is you only really have to be brave for this much time. If you can be brave for just this little bit of time, you put the pieces in motion. The rest will work itself out.
So have you ever been the type of person who believes that everything happens for a reason?
You know, if you would have asked me that like a year and a half ago, I would have told you no, but 100% at this point in my life, I've learned to kind of let go of the things I can't control and just kind of think that things will work out. And I mean, a year ago, I would have never imagined I would be where I am today. So I'm going to say yes. I think everything happens absolutely for a reason or that there's something going on, whether I understand it or not, even if it's a lesson to be learned.
Yeah. And that's something I've tried to think about and believe in for quite a while now. Like, and it's really difficult at times when something horrible happens to you, you try to think, well, what's the reason for this? You know, like earlier this year with my wife and I and our daughter who was born 7 weeks early, we were in the NICU for so long. She struggled. You try to think, well, what was the purpose of this? But, you know, if you really sit down and you think about it, you try to find all the little silver linings. And, I still believe that. Even after this year, I definitely believe everything happens for a reason. So that's where I'm at. Justin, it's nice to see you not glitching.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
What are you trying to figure out if everything happens for a reason?
Yep, that's part of my what the hell is life question that you don't like.
Oh, God, not that again.
We're not getting on that.
Well, we're already getting questions about the business for you from our one of our top fans, Mr. Joseph in chat. He wants to know, is the gym itself busy? How much traffic do you get and how large is it?
Great question. So I would say, yes, it's busy. We have about 120 members at the moment. We have about 5,000 square feet of usable gym space. So our average class size, so let me back up. Our gym itself runs, most CrossFit gyms, if not all of them, run on CrossFit classes. So we have 1 hour classes that are scheduled consistently throughout the week. People sign up to attend a class. And when you attend the class, it is instruction directly to you. So the workouts are done for you. The coaching is directed to you. And we build everything around kind of that environment. So in any given class, you have anywhere between, I would say for us, oh, bye, Justin. I would say for us, probably between 5 people in a class to our busier classes are 15, 20 folks. It really just kind of depends on the day and the schedule. But for this area, I consider that a pretty decent size.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And you know what's even better, Joseph, is it seems like no matter what time of day I drive by there, there's always a ton of cars. Like there's people that frequent there a lot. There's people that are always there. Scoobs would like to know, please tell and explain to people how much different CrossFit and lifting are. Completely different. Some people don't understand.
Ooh, that's a loaded question.
Yeah, Scoobs is a lifter. He likes going to the gym to, you know, pump some iron. He does the traditional style.
I love it. I might be a bad business owner for saying this, but I truly like, if you don't do CrossFit or you don't like CrossFit, that's awesome. I hope, like, I want you to find what it is that's going to get you moving. I think CrossFit is one of the best ways to do that, but I also think that there are many different ways to accomplish that. As long as you're moving, that is our big mission. Now, with that said, CrossFit in itself, so as a functional fitness kind of genre, is really built on this idea of constantly varied functional movements done at high intensity. So what that means is CrossFit is designed to mimic what you do in your life. So I like to use the example of like a zombie apocalypse. If and when it happens, the ability to jump over a fence, to lift a heavy object, to, you know, juke around zombies, all of those are what I would consider functional movements and things that you duplicate in your everyday life. So when you're picking up the groceries, you're deadlifting. When you're putting something on the shelf, you're doing a push movement. You have to run to your kid. God forbid somebody falls out of a tree or falls into the pool. You got to get there fast. Those are functional movements that you see in life. And CrossFit is built around making all of those movements that you do every day stronger and more efficient.
That's probably the best sales pitch I've ever heard on CrossFit.
And I think The biggest barrier to CrossFit is that it's really misunderstood, in my opinion. Like, I had this idea in my head of what CrossFit was when I first started, and it was these big, beefy, scary meathead guys like throwing around weight and doing all this weird pull-up stuff and all these crazy gymnastic movements. And that hasn't been my experience at all. I think it's a lot more accessible to everyday people than most people think.
I don't know how many people think like I do, but sometimes I see some of the movements and some of the lifts and I'm like, good Lord, that looks like I would throw out my back if I did that.
Not like, if I feel you like have I would a die. Coach that knows what they're doing, you will not.
Joseph has another question in chat. I don't know if we want to touch on that on this episode or not. Justin, what do you think? Do we want to skip that question or do we want to read that question? I don't know if we want to get personal or not here.
We can get personal. Obviously.
Okay. Okay. All right. See, I just didn't know what we wanted to get to, and I'm fine with all of it. I just want to make sure our guests are okay with it. So Joseph wants to know if you identify as any particular religion at this point. Joseph is a big fan of like that kind of conversation that we tend to have on the show.
Listen, I'm all about bringing your authentic self, and I'm glad you asked the question. So I was raised in a dual religion household, which I think is a little bit unique. So my dad's Jewish, my mom's Catholic. I don't personally identify with a specific religion, but I do believe there is something there. So I guess if I had to put myself in a box, it would be agnostic, but I get a little more towards this spiritual side, and I could get down a rabbit hole of like energy and all of that stuff. That's kind of where I sit.
She would have liked our episode a few weeks ago if she joined us.
That's right down my alley.
Yeah.
That's
believing something's there.
I'm having fun doing what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Okay. So Joseph also wants to know, how much is the monthly fee, or is it pay as you go for the classes you do?
So
are classes included? Well, yeah, the classes, I think that's what they structure it around.
Yeah. So it's exclusively class based. So there's not really, there is a form to kind of go in and do your own thing, but it comes with membership. So our fees vary based on the agreement terms you select, but you're going to find anything from, we do offer like 8 classes per month all the way up to unlimited. Those are really our 2 options. And it's going to vary in price from $90 for 8 classes a month up to $120 for our unlimited membership. And that is based on a year commitment. I think kind of the biggest hurdle and the biggest obstacle to overcome is the price, right? Like, let's just call it what it is. That is not cheap. That is a big number for a lot of people, especially in this area. And I think, oh, hey, look at that.
Jared's on top of everything, as always.
And I think that's
my man.
Why it's so hard to talk about how much it costs without talking about what it is, because I think when you can see what it is in action and you realize the value that that dollar amount gets you, it might be it, right? It's about double what the, what I would call standard gyms in our area are at. I think roughly a little bit more, maybe.
Yeah, it's about that area.
Ish.
Yeah.
But that comes with this no nonsense mind. So for me, I can't go into a gym and do my own thing. It's just not in my DNA. I will stand there. I will go on the treadmill. I'll look at the dumbbells. I'll say, what does that machine do? And then I'll spend 2 hours not doing anything. So for me, the biggest sell on a CrossFit type or any kind of a structured class is I show up, I walk in, somebody tells me what to do. They tell me when I'm done. And I leave, and I can repeat that process. I know throughout that I will get individualized attention to make sure I'm moving well and that I'm doing the things I'm supposed to. And I can just go. I don't have to think about it, and I'm going to get the results because somebody else in the background is thinking about what we do every day and how that fits into like the bigger fitness picture.
Yeah. So when at the end of the day, when you think about it, you're not just paying to go in and use equipment or use the facility. You're paying for a personal trainer at the same time. So you're getting the equipment, you're getting the personal trainer. And from what I see with your gym in particular, Sarah, is you get that that family, that sense of family, you know, because it seems like you guys all really care about one another and push each other to be a little bit better. And no one, I never see anybody put anybody down. It's always you guys just trying to lift each other up. So I think there's something to be said for that, too.
I think that that is the magic that happens in the four walls of our gym. It is without a doubt the community of people that are in there. They are their own little ecosystem. So we're celebrating things like people get engaged, people have babies, people get married. It's somebody's birthday. Everybody knows everybody, and people hang outside of the gym because you can't help but it's that kind of shared suffering pain, right? You're in this like, yeah. Miserable class together. You can't help but bond. And if you saw some of the things that happen outside of the gym, like that's what makes my heart the most full. And that is like the why behind it. Like I said, I want everybody to move, but we as humans are hardwired to want a sense of community, whatever that looks like. And that can be a positive influence or that can be a negative influence, depending on the people you surround yourself with. So to be able to kind of build something like that in this community is really special.
Absolutely. Justin, do you want to take this next question from Joseph?
He likes those.
He's on top of it, man. He keeps us on our toes. That's for sure.
Is it fair to say that CrossFit is to fitness what trade schools are to the workplace? Both prepare you to apply things you learn and to real life scenarios that you actually encounter.
I couldn't have thought of a better analogy. I think that is exactly it. That is the foundation of CrossFit.
That's pretty good, Joseph.
I've never been so sold on CrossFit.
Hey, Sarah, you were telling me.
No.
He wants to now. You see this, right?
See, I've always said, like, CrossFit's always intrigued me because I've always looked at it like high school sports. Like, best shape of my fucking life, I was in high school sports. And I didn't have to come up with anything to do. It was you got told what to do and you did it. And CrossFit builds that sense of team.
100%. And you've got people in your ear saying, come on, just finish. Like, you can do this. You know, 10 more seconds, 30 more seconds. People cheering for you. And then there's this guy, Chris, who coaches a lot of the classes, who's like one of the happiest guys I've ever met. That is just like smiling and off the wall and dancing all over. You know, how can he have anything but a good experience?
Chris is a pretty happy individual, isn't he?
He sure is. He's one of my favorites. Gotta love him. I don't know. You know what? I think he might be my favorite.
Your favorite person in the world, go figure. Joseph wants to know, what would you say are the essential pieces of kit or equipment a good CrossFit home gym should have?
Ooh, that's a good question. Definitely a barbell with some weights. You know what? If we're talking essential, so it can be more minimal than that, I would say. You can do CrossFit at home with just your body. You can do CrossFit at home with... I've got this water bottle, right? This is, if I fill it with water, it's probably 5 pounds. Like, this is a dumbbell. So you don't really need that much equipment if you're looking for like a bare bones home gym. Now, if you want to dress it up and make it, you know, a little bit more intricate, you can add a barbell, you can add in some weights. I would say a barbell, weights, dumbbells, and then some kind of a pull-up bar will get you through most CrossFit workouts, but you really don't need any equipment.
So I want to go backwards a little bit now. I mean, that's awesome and that you can use your body weight and keep it minimal and get the job done. The one thing you're not going to have at home, you're not going to have that coach. You're not going to have that coach pushing you unless you got that little guy in your head. It's just go to Sarah's gym. Do that. But what I want to go backwards to was, what made you first decide to take classes at this gym? Because you went to this gym before you owned this gym. So I want to know, what made you decide to go, and how long did it take you to fall in love with the sport?
So interestingly enough, and again, this goes back to serendipity, but Chris and I started CrossFit before we moved to Honesdale. So when I moved here from Chicago, I was living in Dunmore. Chris was living with me. So we actually got started at a CrossFit gym in Dunmore called Keystone CrossFit. I was always kind of like intrigued at CrossFit. So I have no fitness background. I've never stuck to anything fitness. Like, if you would have told me 10 years ago, this is what I've been doing now, I would laugh at your... like, laugh at you. There's no way. But I was like, it's close. Like, it was a half a mile down the road. I was like, Chris, you want to go to this with me? I was doing T25 a little bit with him, and I was just frustrated. Like, I went through the first workout, and I got through 3 minutes, and I couldn't do any of it. And I figured, like, I need to try something.
Yeah.
So we went to our first class. I was super intimidated. And really, it was just kind of instant for both of us. Chris drank the Kool-Aid a little harder than I did at first in terms of he's a competitive guy, right? So he got right in, like, wants to do all the cool things and lift. And I just wanted more of the basic fitness. Like, I would like to go up the stairs without huffing and puffing. That would be an accomplishment for me. And you can get both of those things at a CrossFit gym. So we were at Keystone for about 4 months before we moved to Honesdale. And honestly, it was luck that we found the gym, and it just happened to be right down the street from our house. So we looked at CrossFit gyms in Honesdale. It's the only one. So we're like, all right, well, we'll go there. And we started right up as soon as we moved, and it was very clear within the first week or so that it was just a really cool, unique place. And we never looked back. That was in 2018. We started, and we've been going multiple times a week ever since. And Chris had been coaching there before. Commitment. What was that?
I wish I had that kind of commitment.
So, interestingly enough, I do not love exercise, which I think is probably a surprising fact.
You would think so, yeah.
I do it because I love what it does for me and I love the community, but I'm not one who's like, oh my God, I can't wait to get to the gym and work out. I love what happens to me and to my mind after I work out.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. And that's not something that everyone thinks about either. Mm-mm. The effect it has on you mentally.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're going to see yourself lose some weight. You're going to get into better shape. You're going to get stronger. You're going to be able to do more. But just the endorphin release, it's just going to help your overall mental health too. Like, and that's CrossFit, that's lifting, that's all kinds of exercise. It's a lot better for you than you think.
That's why I said I don't care what you do. Like, of course I'm biased, yeah. But the benefits in movement and just taking however small little amount of time you have, focusing on one thing in this world where everything, you know, your thoughts are out of control, you're getting pinged in every different direction, to take that time and only be able to think about the pain that's going on. It's very therapeutic.
Yeah, people love pain. It's good for you, don't worry.
We were taught to enjoy that. That's a whole other
conversation, Corey.
that's a much different conversation. We could have another episode on that. I'm sure Justin would love that episode.
Oh god.
Joseph, with another great question. Does your gym integrate any parkour elements? And if not, would you potentially down the line with it being functional movement? And I'm just gonna add real quick too that it was brewing in my head. I was gonna ask you if you're ever gonna get like that American Ninja Warrior kind of stuff in your gym.
So we actually have a coach that is a ninja, which is interesting.
That's awesome.
Ignorant when it comes to parkour, other than like I know people jump off of walls and buildings and things, so
and refrigerator boxes.
Hardcore parkour. Might be a little much, but we definitely incorporate some of the other stuff, and we do a lot of gymnastics based movements. So I think probably the thing that I can think of off the top of my head that parkour would have in common is body awareness, right? So understanding what muscles in your body are firing when and how to move your body in a way that is very in tune, if that makes sense. Which we do a lot of that as well. So maybe a little less extreme, but to some degree, yeah, I think the foundation of it would be similar.
It would be pretty cool. You ever watch what channel has? It's probably like ESPN, The Ocho. They have like the professional tag. You ever see that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The professional dude, it's so goofy, but every time I see the videos pop up, wherever I see it on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, I watch those videos. It's like so intense.
It's a lot more difficult than we would imagine.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I couldn't do it. All the bars and stuff that are in there, man. Oh, my God. I couldn't. I'd be like that person crawling underneath it, standing up, and crawl over top, roll around.
Watching those videos.
Oh, it'd be awful. It would be fun, though. Like, if I was in shape, that would be a lot of fun, man. Professional tag. That stuff is awesome. So going back, why do it like that all the time? I say that. Oh, okay. Anyway,
continue going forward. Back.
Going back, when did the opportunity to purchase the gym come about, and how did that happen? Like, when did that conversation start?
So that was actually earlier this year, and honestly, we were. So like I've said, Chris had been coaching at the gym for 3-4 years, I want to say, ish. And really just was the catalyst to us obviously falling in love with the community and just really being a big part of the gym. So when the previous owners decided it was time for them to enter a new phase of their life, which, you know, didn't include owning the gym anymore, they approached us with the opportunity. And it was one of those things where we kind of looked at each other and we're like, but, you know, going back to, you asked me if everything happens for a reason. And sometimes life decides something for you, whether or not you're ready. And you just have to say, yes, and I'll figure it out. And that's exactly the path that we went down, is like, we might as well try this, see what happens. And I don't think we would look back and regret doing it, but I think we would have looked back and regretted not doing it, especially when we were buying something that was so special to us and something that was built beautifully over the last 10 years. It's the best case scenario when you're looking at first-time business owners. You're buying something that, one, you're extremely passionate about, two, you know the people that are in the community and you know the difference it can make, and three, you know the owners and you know the blood, sweat, and tears that they put into it and what they've been able to accomplish. So I think it was kind of a easy decision for us.
Yeah. And it's been interesting to watch the progression of all of that, because I remember the last time we talked to Chris and we had him on the show to do his interview. That's when he was first getting into the health and wellness field, leaving his longtime job with the bank, taking that leap of faith to do that, led him to CrossFit, led him to become a coach. And then this opportunity presents itself to the two of you. And then, again, it just makes me believe even further that everything happens for a reason, because he left the comfort of that good job to chase after a dream and something that he loved doing. And now he gets to do that with the love of his life. So that's going to lead me on to the next question. What kind of challenges are there in running a business with your spouse? Has it been easy? Is it difficult? Do you butt heads? Do you leave work at work and separate it when you're home? How's that working out?
If you could have been a fly on our wall this earlier today, you would have answered that question. But no, in all seriousness, like it's like starting a new relationship with your spouse all over again. So it's been really interesting for us. I come from this corporate HR background. Chris comes from a financial advising background. And then, you know, you talked about WISP. So he's already been in the business owner space. And we've had to learn and adapt to how the people we are in business, how those people are different than the people we are in our marriage. So business Sarah and Chris Sarah act very differently in their individual personas than Chris and Sarah Navoa, the married couple. And it has definitely been a challenge. There's been days where it's been frustrating. There's been days where we're on top of the world, but it's been really, really fulfilling to be. I cannot imagine owning a business at this point with anybody other than Chris, because it is difficult and it's hard. And sometimes it's lonely, right?
Yeah.
And having that person that's the other half of me get that and understand what we're going through, it's really special. But it's definitely been a challenge, and I think it will continue to be a challenge. But I think we will grow in both aspects, and our marriage is going to be stronger for it at the end of the day.
That I'll agree with for sure. And the nice thing, too, is both of you are intelligent people. You know what you're doing. And, you know, being married and knowing each other for as long as you have that trust in one another. You have your own ideas on how to do things. And at the end of the day, no matter what happens, you know that you can have faith in one another to get the job done and get it done right. And then go home and, you know, kind of brush off any differences and snuggle at night. You know, you're still good.
And we're working on, you know, boundaries, like cut off work talk at a certain time.
That's pretty.
That's work on that, but we're getting there.
That's a good idea. That's a good boundary to set.
Very disciplined people.
Well, especially when it's exciting, right? Like we're working for ourselves. So if we don't do it, nobody else does it. But it's also something we're passionate about, and it's also something we want to grow and develop. So it's in your mind 24/7, and being able to shut it down and say, okay, now that needs to be put aside, and it's time to focus on home has been another unexpected challenge, I would say. But we're getting there.
All right, guys in chat, don't worry. I didn't forget about you. We're rolling back. I'll get you guys here. Jack wants to know, what was the transition into bookkeeping and the all-around desk jockey life being an owner into being an owner entails? Okay. Ooh, yeah, I think I got that.
I will tell you, like, accounting is interesting. Luckily for me, at least, I have a background in, you know, some corporate functions, mostly HR and people management, but I've like had enough exposure to some other areas, finance, accounting, things like that, that I'm pretty used to being a desk jockey. This is my home office. My full-time job, I do work from home, which for now I'm still working a full-time job. But I think the best thing that I've learned through the difficult transition is you learn as much as you need to move forward, and then you reflect and then you learn more, right? So every opportunity to make a decision is, it's either going to succeed or fail. And if it doesn't work, then it becomes a learning experience. Like, okay, I tried this, it didn't work, so we're not going to do that next time for sure. But, oh, this little thing worked. Whether that, and I think that applies whether it's, you know, sales, marketing, bookkeeping, behind the scenes, really just building systems and being open to saying, like, that's for now, it's not forever. And everything can be changed as we grow and evolve and realize what our different needs are. So it's been fun, I would say. I like to learn.
A lot of trial and error.
I will never be an accountant, but I have a good one that I trust. So that makes a world of a difference. And a lawyer. That
sounds pretty important. Sounds important. All right, and then back
to a business thing. Nope. That
You don't know if you could do a business thing?
No, man. There's a lot.
Well, like,
just trying to figure all of that out. I'm not educated enough to do that.
We might have to figure that out sooner rather than later. You going to leave me hanging here or what?
I guess we'll figure it out, but
yeah,
and that's, you know, honestly, that's the beauty, and going back to like the magic of Honesdale is people are so willing to help you. Other business owners, you can ask questions to people. We were, of course, lucky to be buying the gym from people that we consider friends and that are our friends, which in itself was a huge advantage because we could ask the people that were doing it, like, how'd you do this? How'd you do this? Did this work? Have you thought about that? But I think the biggest thing, you know, that I would say I'm grateful for in this community is that other business owners have been so open to us asking questions or sharing their experiences or checking in and see how it was going. I was really not expecting that. And it's been awesome. And it's not as scary as it seems, Justin, I promise. You could do hard things.
It's exciting. Mike Sylvester jumping in chat. He says he's so proud of what you and Chris have done. Sorry he was late to the party watching tonight.
Oh, Mike.
Then I have one more up there from Joseph. Joseph wants to know, is there a specific demographic in Honesdale you have noticed the CrossFit gym has appealed to more than others?
I would say yes, and I would say it would probably surprise you. If I had to put a number on it, I would say 80% of our members are women between the ages of 30 and 50, which I think most people would be surprised, but that's pretty normal for CrossFit nationwide. So believe it or not, CrossFit is a little bit more female dominated than male dominated.
I'm going to go ahead and say it's the cardio aspect of it. That's just my guess. It's
a possibility.
All right. So I know we had talked about, I know Justin and I had talked about it anyway. I don't know if you and I had talked about it, but we talked about circling back and touching on like how all of this started. So we're going all the way back to the beginning because I think the last time you and I spoke about the possibility of you coming on the show, this was after Chris's and everything else. We talked about Mike. And I know that it's still as important now as it was back then when we spoke, how you wanted to share some stories about him, because Mike was the big reason you ended up over here.
Oh, 100%.
So I kind of want to give you the opportunity to talk about our friend Mike for a little bit. And a local legend. You to
legend.
Yes, professional bowler extraordinaire, good guy at heart. Got me to play a round of golf at Woodlock for next to nothing, which was pretty cool. That was the only time I ever golfed out there. Not that I golf all that often anyway. But I want to hear about this golf tournament you and Justin were talking about pre-show.
Oh,
I want to hear the good stuff about this.
Fucking chat, though, because that's...
It would make it better?
It would make it 10 times better. We need... Oh, I don't even know where my phone is. I'd shoot him a message, but...
Is this the tournament that you were mentioning when you came out here, the golf day that you were mentioning when you came out here? Or was this a different time, Sarah?
This is different.
She
was,
she had already moved out here.
Yeah, I had.
Okay,
I had
she was already there, here for this one.
Still pretty new. So I don't even know how we ended up. I feel like Mike Sylvester had something to do with
it. It was a tournament for the bowling alley.
Yeah, and I think I had said something to. It was. probably Mike and then Joe Sutton about like, hey, I wanted to golf, but I don't know anybody. Like, I just want an excuse to get out there and have beer on the golf cart. And boy, did he put me with three people who absolutely
So I don't even know how I got. I think Joe, me, and Bridenstine decided we were going to play in it. And Sarah had said something to Mike, and it made its way to Joe. And Joe's like, fuck yeah. And man, don't remember much of the day.
Justin is
front nine, but oh my God, it was fun.
Very Justin, vivid memory of Justin almost flipping a golf cart.
No. I almost died because
passenger?
I was the passenger. I jumped out of a golf cart that was spinning down a hill and a steep hill at that.
Mike says, is this when Phil blew up a tree to do a shotgun start?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I think that was that one. But yeah, no, so I did some bad things. I worked the night before, went home, showered while drinking because I knew it was going to be one of those days. It was going to be a blast. I ended up showing up to the golf course. I think I poured the whole team a drink. And we drank before we even teed off. And then it all starts to get blurry. But I know a double eagle was made on an uphill par five. And Chris Bridenstine, the one who hit it, I had to buy everybody on the team a drink because he didn't believe he did it. I watched the ball go in the hole. I knew. And we made a bet and we all got free drinks. It was very rough.
Mike and says
who put that ball perfectly in the middle of the fairway for Bridenstine.
That was Sarah.
In all seriousness, though, like I think that tournament was one of the moments where I look back and think, like, damn, I made a good decision to move here. These are good people. I think about that tournament and I think about all of those fun, ridiculous times that we had. That now
I'm good people.
I go to bed at 9 o'clock, but.
Listen, you're good people. Sometimes you make bad decisions. If you want to drink, but you want to remember your night, probably don't let Justin be in charge of your drinking.
Yeah, no.
Because Justin will force shit down your throat, and you should probably be drinking just soda at that point.
I don't force stuff down your throat. I just talk you into putting it down your throat.
What do you mean by that?
I get very good. I get very good with words to keep you drinking.
Or you're a ninja, and you pour an orange soda in vodka as someone's already completely lit. And when asked, "Oh, that's just soda, right?" Yeah, it's just orange soda. When in reality, it's a splash of orange soda and an entire solo cup of vanilla vodka. Yeah,
it was not even a shot of orange soda.
that was a rough night.
But you thought it was orange soda. That's all I cared about.
Yeah, of course, that was a rough night.
Oh, but that tournament was fun. I don't think we played very well, except for that one hole.
That one hole, I still tell the story any chance I get, though. So that's all we needed.
I got back into golfing this summer, and we played Cricket Hill I don't know how many times, but every time we came up that hole, I'm like, hey, I think it was on top of that little ridge right there. Every time.
I feel that. Oh, there he is.
There's the guy.
That was a fun time. But then, see, this
you
is
have
what,
Chris. Like, you have. You're popular today.
Bill says he needs to drink with Justin.
Well, that would explain his first episode on the podcast. I mean, he was with us.
Yeah.
We were like literally right next to him.
Yeah. Justin, I miss making questionable choices with you. We survived. Yeah.
That word has a whole new... Yeah, we survived those nights.
I don't know. I really like your story from Waymart where you guys wandered... Or no, one of the guys from your party wandered over to the Little League field. It was Chris that did it? I couldn't remember if it was him or Jared.
Both of them.
They stole second base.
First base.
First base.
First base.
Threw it down in the kitchen and said, see, you can
my
steal.
My back door busted open. They threw the base and said, you can steal first base.
Ridiculous. Don't worry, everybody. They took it back.
I took it back.
Corey, same but different. Chris might have been there that night with the orange soda incident. I don't remember. I don't remember if he was there or not at Paul's grandmother's house on the lake when Tommy leaned into a 4x4 on the porch and it collapsed and cracked me in the middle of the skull. Oh. I'm standing there out on the porch and all of a sudden I'm like, my head is killing me. And Justin's across from me. He's like, that's because a beam just dropped on your skull.
I was standing right next to you. I moved out of the way.
Oh, is that that's why you were across from me? I don't remember.
Turned around and watched it hit you.
I've just been told this story countless times. Oh my god. But yes, back to Mike. Mike was a great guy.
Like that.
I didn't hang out with him as often as you guys have, but he always took care of me. Mike always took care of me at the bowling alley. If I needed new gear, he hooked me up with good prices. He was just an all-around good guy. So on with the stories. I need another story.
Oh man.
Another memorable one.
He was really mad at me when I moved here. He would, if he was alive, he'd kick my ass for telling this story. But
oh god.
Sorry, buddy. He was really mad when I started dating Chris. He was really worried that I was going to hurt one of the nicest people he ever met and was like, I like you, but I'm not sure you're good enough for my boy Chris. and if this blows up in my face, it's going to be really awkward for me. So, you know, we had a little bit of a rough patch, but he came around and at the wedding made sure to put it on video that we were his greatest accomplishment and he took full credit. That doesn't explain Mike Marcus in a nutshell. I don't know what
that is. That definitely sounds like something he would say.
But it all worked out. It all worked out. Luckily.
Luckily. So you didn't have to feel his wrath?
No, I was afraid of that. I probably would have ran away and moved back to Chicago.
A nice guy, but you didn't cross him.
No.
No.
Do you still bowl, Sarah? Do you bowl anymore?
I have not bowled in 2.5 years. Since that last season with Mike, honestly, I was battling a shoulder problem. A little bit that was caused by so many years of bowling, but I just never went back to it. And I told myself when I missed it, I would go back, and I haven't. And I
haven't missed it yet.
It's just not the same without him. I don't know. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's just not the same without him. But someday when I'm ready, I'll be back.
That's good. I haven't done it in forever either. I keep saying that I'm going to go just to dick around a little bit to do it. I just haven't yet.
When that day comes, that'll be an amazing day. Yeah. That day for you.
Yeah. it, like how she whispered.
That'll be a very emotional but amazing day.
I mean, I've been like, I bowled casually, just not in a league. But I think I fell out of love with bowling a couple years before I stopped bowling.
Yeah.
Bowling has nothing, like, there's a big place in my heart for it. It brought me everything. Literally everything in my life would not exist without bowling. And that is not lost on me. But I think I outgrew it. Like, I was frustrated that I wasn't as good anymore because I wasn't practicing. And, like, I knew that, but I was still frustrated and I didn't have the time to practice. So I enjoyed the social aspect of it, but I just wasn't enjoying bowling as much anymore.
Yeah, and it's a lot of money to throw at something that you don't really enjoy anymore. It can get costly week to week.
I've bowled since I was 7 years old. Almost nonstop up until that point. And it's a long time to be doing. And I will tell you, you know, people laugh and say, like, CrossFit, you know, you're going to get hurt doing CrossFit. Bowling injured me way more than CrossFit ever has. You know, that... Just doing
bowling
one
injures you in weird spots. Muscle.
Yes. And then you throw a lot of alcohol spots in it. Like, that's the problem.
Well, you have a new love now in CrossFit.
Yeah.
You took that leap of faith and you bought the business. Do you have any Do you have any plans for the future of that place? Like, is there a certain way you envision it? You want to keep going how you're going? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we want to keep going how we're going, and we want to impact more people. So, you know, one of the things I always go back to is, like, you are, and Chris, this is one of Chris's favorite quotes, but you are best, like, your best way to help people is by helping the person you used to be. So I want to help those people that are like, I want to get into fitness, but I don't know how, or I'm intimidated by a big gym, or, you know, I walk in and I don't know what to do. I want to reach those people and help them see what I discovered and fall in love with this community that we have built. And it's not going to be for everyone, but I think if we can expand our reach and show that to more people, then my job is done. At the end of the day, I want people moving more. I think that's
awesome.
We do not talk enough about how much we need to get out of chairs and just move.
Yeah, if that's
anything away from this conversation, it's move a little bit more than you're doing now. It doesn't have to be a lot.
That's life nowadays too. Life is so, I have a hard time saying this word. I'm going to try it anyway. Sedentary. We're always in chairs. All of our jobs, we sit down, we don't do anything. So yeah, that's super important, man. And what's
like when I get to sit down?
I know. Well, you and me, we're in factories or warehouses, so we are on our feet all day. Yes, yeah. It sucks for us. But a lot of the world now going into technology and, you know, people working on computers all the time, like, they don't get up and get out and get moving and do enough. So this is huge. And Sarah, in fact, has let us know that she is going to do something extra nice for our viewers to try to get them that experience to see if they are a fit for CrossFit. So, Sarah, why don't you let us know what you're offering to everybody who listens or watches the show?
If Corey and Justin come down and take a class with us, everyone listening, or if you hear this podcast, please come down, take a class completely on us. I want to be challenged to break any stereotypes you might have of CrossFit. And I feel like you walk in the door, you're not going to be disappointed if you just give us a chance to show you what it's all about.
See, she's putting a stipulation on it now. One of us has to try it out. You did warn me. You did warn me.
Justin is interested. He wants to check it out. So, Justin, I think you got to come down and try one class.
And I'm telling you, what we do, this is what we do, Justin, okay? Listen.
No. I don't like your idea.
My idea is Justin takes the class.
We get a one-on-two class with Chris.
Just hold on.
Throw a camera up. You and I both do it.
I was going to record everything.
Yep, you and I both do it.
And do our advertisement. But this is where it's located, Joseph.
If Chris is down, you
Jared
and I
is not a local.
Both do it.
Unfortunately, Jared is in Virginia, so he cannot come up right now.
Yeah, I'd be traveling like 6 hours.
Yeah, maybe the next time he comes up, we'll bring him down to the gym just so he can see what it's like. Joseph, you are more than welcome to hop on a plane and come over here and check it out too. Just it's okay. You can do it. But I mean, that's incredible. Just allowing people to go through a class for free to see if they're a fit. I think that's awesome. They just need to come down and tell you they saw you on the show.
Yeah, reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call. We'd like to have just a quick conversation first, so you know what to expect before you walk in the door. And then, yeah, we'll get you set up and come check us out and see what we're all about and meet some of our awesome members.
Oh, that's good news.
So now, out of curiosity, CrossFit as a whole is a big community, like every gym. You guys don't even, are they called gyms now? Weren't they called boxes?
They are called boxes. I call it a gym, but most
every box is its own community. And then CrossFit as a whole is like a bigger community, right? Like, so what's your relationship, or do you guys have a relationship yet with other local CrossFit gyms? I mean, not that there's any more in Holmesville, but over here in the Valley.
Oh yeah, 100%. There are some wonderful gyms in this area. We have a really good relationship with the owners of Keystone, where we came from. We know the folks that own CrossFit Vertex, Nipa CrossFit. Brennan is always awesome to us. It's just like anything else. It's a community in a community. But the global CrossFit brand, I would say, we also are, you know, in touch with those gyms. So it's really amazing behind the scenes how much support and love and community there is in other gym owners that are all driving the same mission. It's really a unique model. Kind of sounds like a franchise, but it's not. Basically, the similarity is, you know, we all subscribe to the same methodologies of fitness, but I love that idea. But yeah, definitely. And I would recommend any other CrossFit gym in this area for sure.
That's the most impressive thing to me, I think, about the CrossFit community is just that sense of family. You know, that's what I'll say. I think that's impressive. And Justin, I'll do it if you do it. I just got to make sure I have pants that are going to stay up.
I know you guys will like lifting heavy, so we can get you in on a day where, you know, that's on the menu a little bit.
Listen, I haven't been to the gym in 2 years because of everything that's happened. And I was actually just talking about getting my gym membership back because I got to lose some LBs. But I don't know how heavy we're going to lift.
Then that's perfectly fine.
Break it in slow.
You don't have to.
We need the fat guy class.
I promise you that.
Yes. Can we get the fat guy package? I'm moving it in slow. And I see Brandy's chilling in chat too. She says, I'd go with you too. All right. So, and Bert wants to be at that class. Oh, God. This year in particular has been wild. Yes, wifey. 110%. Been a long, crazy year, but we're almost at the end of it. And guys, just so you're aware, I have a teenager now as of today.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Oh, I have a teenager. He's so old.
Yeah, and he's huge. He's probably bigger than you now, Sarah.
Oh,
he's enormous.
Gosh.
Can we not talk about that?
We're almost 40, Justin. You have to accept it.
I still got 5 days without having a teenager, okay?
Number two? Oh, my goodness. I can't. Yeah, I don't know.
They're 5 days apart.
Thank you for that, Joseph. I'm sure he will appreciate that. He's looking like a stud. I got to tell you, man, the last couple times I've taken him out by myself, this kid's like 5'7 now. 5'6", 5'7". He's getting tall. He's got a mustache going. And I'm like, I see the girls his age and even older do double takes at this kid. I'm like, he's too young for this. Stop. Just stop. But he's a handsome kid. He's a good kid. And I hope he'll, you know, continue to be a good kid in the future. We'll see. But anything else to add for us, Sarah? Is you want to share your business hours, your hours of operation? For anybody that's listening?
Yeah, so it varies by day. We have classes in the morning starting at 5:30, running through the late morning. Thank you for that graphic. And then we pick up again in the afternoon. So we have afternoon, evening classes, as well as weekends in the morning. But, you know, we are around. If you ever want to sit down and have a conversation one-on-one with Chris or I to see, like, hey, I want to understand a little bit more about this, just give us a call and we are happy to meet you there, not within those hours, and show you around the gym and just have a conversation.
That's awesome. That's CrossFit Honesdale, everybody. CrossFit Honesdale in Honesdale, Pennsylvania, in the beautiful Poconos. It is a beautiful little town, big sense of community, and these small businesses in town, they're roaring again, and everything's just fantastic. I took a little trip around town yesterday for Small Business Saturday. We had a good time, man. There's a lot of good people in this town, you know, trying to make it, make their businesses work. My God. Oh, one I'll give a free plug to. Have you been in Be Kind Bakehouse yet?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Their stuff is so good. It's on Main Street in Honesdale.
We got all of our Thanksgiving pies from them, and if you have not had their lemon pine shortbread cookie, you have to try it. It is phenomenal.
I had their chocolate chip cookie yesterday, but I really like their what do they call it? It's like an orange breakfast roll, like a cinnamon roll kind of deal. But wow, is that good? That is really good. And Alex loves the scones in there. She's a big scone fan. She loves, anytime we're in town, she's got to stop. Oh, and Joey Boba, yes, Joey Boba is fantastic. We had a pineapple spiced cider. Ooh. Yesterday from there. Ooh, fantastic. Fantastic. Anything else we want to add, Sarah, before we head out? Anything else you'd like to say?
No, thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been fun.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being on.
Let's say, Justin, you have any words of wisdom to add for us?
I never have words. Don't listen to me.
This is our dynamic. Justin's the nonsense. I try to be the deep thoughts. We try to balance it out here. That's okay. Yes, guys, make sure you follow us on Facebook, on YouTube, on Spotify, Apple Pods, anywhere you can find it. We are also over on TikTok. It's not as wild and crazy over there, but we are there. We are there for sure. And make sure you check out CrossFitHonesale.com, right? That's what it is?
Yep.
Look at CrossFitHonesale.com and check out CrossFit Honesale over on Facebook.
Justin. See, if it weren't for bad decisions, dude, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
Silver linings. Everything happens for a reason, right? I guess.
Or something like that.
I guess. But
all right.
Man, this was fun.
Yeah. Of course it was. We knew it would be. Guys, thank you again to everybody who has watched the live show. Thank you to everybody who's listening after the fact. We really appreciate everything you guys have done for us lately. If you could like, comment, share, you know, spread this around, you know, tell your friends and family about us, man. Get people in here to check it out. That means the world to us. That is the best way to support the show. We don't need your money. We just need you to tell people about us. That's all we need. Thanks again for everything tonight, guys. And we will see you again next week.
Later.
All right, y'all. It's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.